If Iran continues on its current course of expanding its nuclear activities, it will trigger new sanctions in the UN Security Council. The United States supports the measures, but Iran, unsurprisingly, is trying to avert them. Leaping into this tricky diplomatic terrain is the president of Brazil, who's traveling to Tehran today. Here's more from NPR's Mike Schuster.
Over the past month, Iran has been on an intense diplomatic campaign to line up support in the UN Security Council to block any new sanctions. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was in Uganda at the end of April. Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki made trips to Austria and Bosnia. Now, Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is in Tehran to meet with Ahmadinejad. The United States is leading the effort to impose tougher sanctions. On Friday, Secretary of State Clinton expressed the belief that Iran won't move until there's a new sanctions vote in the Security Council.
Contrary to recent suggestions, Iran has not indicated any interest in or accepted the standing offer of the P5 plus one to discuss international concerns over its nuclear program. Rather, Iran's senior officials continue to say they will not talk about their nuclear program with us.
The United States has had numerous meetings with the other four permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany. The group is known as the P5 plus one, in an effort to craft a sanctions resolution that all can support. The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, says the meeting in Tehran should help to clarify the matter.
I think the progress that the P5 is making, in fact, perhaps strengthens President Lula's hand as he delivers a message in Tehran that we hope will be. Pressure is mounting. Iran continues to have a choice. Assuming it continues to make the wrong choices, that pressure will intensify.
The permanent members of the Security Council all want Iran to stop enriching uranium and stop expanding its enrichment capabilities. Iran refuses to do that, but has now resurrected a deal to turn its low-enriched uranium into fuel for a research reactor in Tehran. Originally, the U.S. proposed the deal, but the terms Tehran is offering are no longer acceptable to the Obama administration. So now Iran is hoping that it can enlist other nations, especially those now holding seats in the Security Council, to block the U.S. Abbas Milani, director of Iran Studies at Stanford University, says that does not appear to be working.
They have essentially based their entire foreign policy strategy on the idea that they can use China, Russia, and now Brazil and Turkey to break any international resolution against them.
Russia has already indicated it could support new sanctions. China does not like sanctions, but now does not look like it will stand in the way. Brazil and Turkey are non-permanent members of the Council. Their leaders seem to have a genuine desire to avoid more sanctions, but in the end, it may be difficult to defy the U.S. and vote against them. That's why President Lula is eager to convince Iran to compromise before it comes to another sanctions vote. There's no doubt Iran wants to avoid more sanctions, says Mohammad Sahimi, who writes for the website Tehran Bureau.
They don't want any new sanctions because they know that it will worsen the already bad economic situation in Iran. And that, together with the political unhappiness and repression, that would make the situation very explosive.
A vote on sanctions at the UN could come in early June, just as Iran's domestic opposition is likely to call for street demonstrations to mark the anniversary of last year's disputed presidential election. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.